One of the world's great love triangles will finally resolve itself after almost 70 years. The eternal teenager, Archie Andrews of Archie Comics fame, has finally chosen a bride. There's no spoiler alert here because Betty has already blogged about it. In issue 600, Archie picks Veronica. And we have complete coverage this morning from NPR's Nina Gregory.
Our unlikely hero is an awkward but polite 17-year-old redhead. He somehow manages to hold the attention of both Betty, the girl next door, and Veronica, the raven-haired rich girl. Archie is distinctly average. He's middle class, works part-time, plays in a band, and is not quite athletic enough to make the team. Victor Gorelick has worked at Archie Comics for over 50 years and is Archie's editor-in-chief. He explains the Archie mystique.
He's not a Superman. He's not a Batman. He doesn't have all these powers. He's just the power of being able to have people like him.
And it's not just Betty and Veronica who like Archie. Generations of readers have been drawn to these stories. Comic book store owner Joe Ferrara owns Atlantis Fantasy World in Santa Cruz, California.
Archie is kind of like the beginning point for the majority of people who've read comics. It's kind of like your rite of passage. You know, as you're introduced into the world of reading and the world of comics and entertainment, you find out about Archie and all of his classmates and how much their normal lives reflect the same thing that happens to all of us.
We here at Morning Edition are following the Archie saga closely and would like to present our interpretation of this momentous occasion. The NPR players bring you Archie Pops the Question. It's 5 years in the future, and Archie and Veronica are in the big city, walking past Spiffany's.
Everything's Archie. Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
Oh, Archie, you know I can't stand that song. You've been singing that for decades now. Will you ever change your tune?
Hey, Veronica, let's go in. I need your help picking out something for my, mom.
Well, hello. Welcome to Spiffany's.
Actually, Veronica, I'm here to get something for you.
Oh, my! What a beautiful diamond ring.
Veronica, we've known each other for more than 65 years. And by the way, you don't look a day over 16. And I think I'm ready to...
What are you trying to say, Archie?
Veronica, will you...
Marry me?
Uh-huh.
Just at that moment, Betty walks by and sees Archie down on one knee.
Oh, Archie, no!
What will Betty do? What will Veronica say? Will Archie really go through with it? Stay tuned. Well, Betty did what any modern girl would do. She went home and blogged about it weeks ago, and her fans went mad. Editor Victor Gorelick said fans have reacted strongly.
Everybody wanted it to be Betty. I mean, I think they want to read and see what's going to happen. It's a long story. That's all I can tell you.
And just as the love triangle is a literary device as old as storytelling itself, so too is the plot twist. And comic book seller Joe Ferrara doesn't think this is how it will all end.
If I own the company and I know what's made it work for so long, I'm not going to change it so dramatically and kill the golden goose that has been producing the success they've had for so many years.
You can go to NPR.org and see pictures of what comes next in this tale of love and betrayal. Nina Gregory, NPR News.